Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, author and Promise Keepers CEO, Ken Harrison. God calls us to hold fast to our faith despite temptations and persecutions. Is there anything you'd like to share about living out a daring faith?
I think so many Christians forget that Jesus promises us over and over to reward us for the things that we've done. He says that even a cup of cold water given to a child in his name will never be forgotten, never. And so as we look at living out a hard faith, a daring faith, as we see people need us so desperately to stand up for Christ, Isaiah 1:17 says we need to plead the widow's cause, stand up against the oppressor, help the orphan. Says he will reward us both in this life and the next if we do that.
Opposite of that, what does the Bible say about cowardice?
Revelation 21:8 gives a list of eight sins for which, if they typify your life, the Bible says you're not a Christian, you will for sure go to the lake of fire. And that list starts with cowards and ends with all liars. Middle, we have all the usual things we think we would see, murder and adultery and idolatry. But people are shocked to find cowardice is the one that starts that list. And when we look at what God exemplifies in Hebrews 11, Rahab the prostitute, and Japheth, who wins the victory and then sacrifices his daughter in a terrible thing, thinking he's pleasing God. We see these incredibly screwed up people, and yet they have two things in common. They're screwed up and they've repented, and they never back down from a fight. We see that God greatly loves and respects and elevates those who show daring faith, and he doesn't have much respect for people who are cowards.
Sometimes I think we're thrown off by our track record of what our life was before we knew Christ or in the process, and we get thrown off into shame or other things. So, Ken, do you have insights when it comes for us recognizing the good work set before us? Because God has called us to a purpose.
Yeah, I think that people, when they hear exercise a daring faith and don't be a coward, it freaks some people out because they think, well, what does that look like? What does that mean?
You're guilting me. Oh, yeah.
Or people think, well, I'm not some great Navy SEAL that's going to go do daring things. I'm a housewife. How do I do that? Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace you're saved through faith. We know that salvation is a gift from God, and even the faith that we exercise is a gift from him. But Ephesians 2:10, the very following verse says, we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works that were laid down beforehand that we should walk in them. Meaning, at the beginning of time, God had a specific set of good works for you to accomplish, for me to accomplish, and for everybody listening to this to accomplish. Yeah. And he has given us gifts to accomplish those. And so for some of us, Malachi chapter 3 says God hates divorce. Why? Because he wants godly offspring. There is not a more noble thing we can do in the family of God than to raise godly kids. And so maybe for some people it's to be a missionary in China, and maybe for some people it's to be some great warrior or a politician, but maybe for some people it's to homeschool their kids or to get involved on the school board and say, what are you teaching our kids? So it's exercising a daring faith in our skill set that God's given us, not trying to do something that we're not skilled for.
Thank you for pointing that out, because sometimes we might think, well, that's not my personality, although
right.
God can often stretch us no matter what our personality.
You know, and I would just jump in briefly and say the opposite is true, too. I mean, if somebody told me, yeah, I'm this guy who was an ex-Los Angeles policeman and run huge companies and all this stuff, but if someone challenged me to go work in the nursery and change diapers on babies, I wouldn't be very skilled at that, right?
Yeah, and out of your comfort zone.
Exactly. God has given us all gifts to do exactly what he has laid down for us to accomplish, and we walk in those. We'll let other people guilt us into doing something that is not our gift.
Yeah. Daring and waiting don't seem to go hand in hand. Yet, how do we know if God is directing us to wait?
You know, I have found in my life that God's favorite word for me is wait. And I think one of the best ways that we distract ourselves, that we deal with our fears, that we deal with troubled relationships is by making ourselves busy. And so sometimes I think one of the boldest, most courageous things we can do is wait, being on our knees in prayer. That means being in scripture. And there have been times when the Lord has made me wait for years for calling. And I've told a story in the book, A Daring Faith in a Cowardly World. I tell a story about how God came to me in a really vivid way and challenged me whether I was willing to lay down my life for a call he had. I said, I don't know. And he gave me this vision of the judgment seat of Christ, where I would see a life that I'd live for myself as a nice Christian, doing nice things. And then I see what I could have accomplished had I laid down everything. And I would weep and gnash my teeth at the judgment seat of what a wasted life I had. And I said, yes, Lord, I will. He said, okay, I'll tell you what I have for you when you're ready. And then it took 4 years before he actually gave me that calling of Promise Keepers. It was a long time of waiting. And it was kind of ironic because my wife, who's such a godly woman of prayer, said, Ken, I keep waiting. I keep praying to the Lord for what is this call that he gave you while you were in Indies that day. And I keep getting one word, wait. And I tell you, that was the hardest thing I ever did.
Wow. He works in all of our lives differently. But again, those are those seasons of preparation.
That's right. And we have to remember, you know, in my case, God said, I'll tell you what I have when you're ready, is what he said to me. So he was preparing me for the arrows I was going to take, the humility I would need. Sometimes he's preparing other people. So maybe you feel like you're ready to go. That might be that he's preparing other people around you. And we can really screw up God's plans when we rush ahead without using discernment, without being in prayer, and try to accomplish things in our own human effort.
That's Ken Harrison with Promise Keepers. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.